for details. Austin Infinity, located on the corner of Burnett Road and Steck. Or visit us.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, stations, taking this transmission across the country, folks listening on satellite, global shortwave, the internet, or out of the mothership where I come to you from. This is Radio 590 KLBJ in Austin, Texas, deep in the heart of geographic Texas. It is June 1st, 2008. You know, I've never really asked for donations on my radio show for my news websites and films, though every other, you know, type organization seems to do it. The same folks that thought up the Ron Paul money bomb, who raised $6.7 million in one day, breaking all campaign finance records, and it was small donations, they decided a few weeks ago to have a money bomb for me, and I kind of got behind it about a week ago, and it did raise about $250,000. I say about because we turned the graph off at Pacific time, midnight last night, and I know more came in. It's probably more than $250,000, but as of last night, it was about $210,000. And 100% of that money, and I should say 110%, because I'm going to put a bunch of my own meager savings into it, is going to go into developing a Dish Network TV show. And then if I can do that in the next year, launching a channel, something like Democracy Now, but that is truly conservative, not funded by the big foundations, fake establishment liberal like Democracy Now. And, you know, not something like Fox News. Of course, it'll be low budget, but that's how Democracy Now! Started. And it'll be a lot of work, but I'd announced I was going to do something like this, and then the Money Mom folks had the idea to try to support me. And so now I got to take that money out of our main business account and stick it in another account, because I'm going to spend 100% of that on fighting the New World Order. I'm not even going to buy the office Chinese food. I mean, that money will all go to fighting the New World Order. So very exciting. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank all of the listeners out there who did go in and donate. The average donation size was about $18. I did the average yesterday in the middle of the day. It was about $25. It was about $18, and thousands of people donated, and I really appreciate it. And that will go a long way towards doing what we need to do. That said, we are here to cover the news and information. I thought in this first segment, I would first tell you I'm going to take a lot of calls today, toll-free 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. If you're listening on stations across the country from San Diego to Kansas City to Niagara Falls to Tampa, Florida, but if you're listening in Texas, you can call 836-0590. If you're listening in Central Texas, 836-0590 is the local number. I thought I would try to be a little bit calmer today. You know, that usually doesn't end up working. So I could talk about some about my philosophy. Because people are always asking me, what's your view on this? What's your view on that? What are you, a liberal, a conservative? And all these terms. Or, well, you're against the global carbon tax, the, quote, global warming tax. What, you're not for the environment? I mean, I want to explain just a few basics. Or, Alex, do you hate Mexicans? You know, I get emails like that. So I want to try to answer a few of those more popularly asked questions, and then I'm going to get into all the news that I have here in front of me. And here's one of them. Worst vaccine bill ever seeks compulsory shots for all children. 4 shots. Now, a lot of mainline listeners are going, what do you mean? It's already the law to take shots. No, it's not the law. And the mere fact of even if you're for inoculations and think they're all safe, why is the media and the government lying to you in concert? I mean, that's a serious crime. I mean, it is a crime. And so I want to go over that. But this new bill, very, very serious. Also, another report that I have here in front of me is out of Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm tempted to play part of this newscast because it's even hard for me to believe. And when you watch the newscast, I mean, if I just read the text of the WISH TV, it's hard to believe. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I'm going to just play part of it to document this is real. Now I say it's hard for me to believe. You would have heard this from me many times on this show. But if you go to the dentist any time in the 9 months that you're having a baby, and you tell the hospital now a lot of the times they just get your medical records that you've taken any painkillers, CPS will take your child. Doesn't matter if doctors prescribe it. Doesn't matter if it's okay to give it to a pregnant woman. You see, they have quotas, and they've got to kidnap kids, and the feds pay for this. And so we're going to cover that coming up. Also, the Marines, starting in 3 days, are going to be in Indianapolis, Indiana, speaking of the same place, training people for martial law takeover and actually running checkpoints and stopping pedestrians. Now, I videotaped this 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 6 years ago, put it in Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover, Police State 3, total enslavement, 9/11, the road to tyranny. Last film I did covering this was in 2003. Kind of what I was known for was covering this. And if I wasn't going to Virginia, to D.C., and then right outside D.C. in Chantilly, right on the border there, a very wealthy area, to cover the Bilderberg Group, the true government of the planet, meeting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I haven't decided if I'm going to have Jason Burmess, great talk show host who sits in during my weekday show, come in and do next Sunday here with a Sunday show, or whether I should just try to rebroadcast with stuff you haven't heard, like my full second Willie Nelson interview or a bunch of other big interviews we've had next week. There'll either be a guest host in here, or you will hear a rebroadcast next week, but because I'm going to be there. But if I wasn't there, I'd be in Indianapolis. So I want to talk about this evolution of training us to accept occupying military force. They're training the police, the public, everybody. And they also bribe the local government. We have documented this. I've interviewed two police chiefs, an emergency manager, and others. Police chief of San Antonio said they tried to bribe him. That's how they do it. $60-plus billion has been flown in on C-130s into Iraq, and the privates get on average $30,000 in cash. They're told it's illegal. Tell no one. That's to compromise them. A mid-level sergeant gets about $100,000, a colonel close to $1 million or more. Brigadier generals, it's hundreds of millions. And it's just and again, that's to bring them into black ops, get them into criminality, bring them back as a criminal force to rule over us. And it's actually mainstream news now. But I wanted to not just get into how they're training to confiscate your guns. I mean, I videotaped that and have the troops on video. Training to take your guns, America. And it's the same thing. Do I hate our military? Am I some peacenik person who hates guns and uniforms? No. But, I mean, it'd be like if I was a German in 1940 saying, do you hate the German military? No, I hate what Hitler is doing with it. Kind of like, do I hate the Russian military? If I lived in Russia in 1918, I'd say, no, I'm not against Russia's military. I am against what Vladimir Lenin is doing with them. See, it's real simple. Just like I'm not against the Mexican people. They're hardworking, wonderful, smart, neat people. But the Ford Foundation and other big money groups have spent hundreds of billions in the last 50 years for comic books, textbooks in Mexico, telling them the U.S. belongs to Mexico, the U.S. is evil. Our government pays for that. Just like it's admitted, Washington Post, that our government for 50 years radicalized the Muslims, created the Wahhabist Al-Qaeda sects to overthrow secular governments and destabilize the Middle East. The little time bombs the globalists created and put over there. I'm against how the illegal aliens are driving down the wages and have radio stations named The Race talking about how they're going to take over and kick the gringos out. See, I protested the Ku Klux Klan, so I'm going to protest the La Reconquistas because it's just Hispanic Klan. Am I against white people? No, I'm against the Klan. Am I against Mexicans? No, I'm against Mexican Klan. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas. May 29, 2008. Gold, $891. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $917.90, $452.15 for half, $226.08 for quarter. That's $917.90, $452.15, and $226.08.
For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Phone lines are completely jammed. I want to take your calls. In fact, we'll just do that now instead of making everybody wait the second hour like I do half the time. Then later we'll get into the big diversion, the big distraction. Looks like Barack Obama is cinching it all up. Hillary Clinton still throwing fits. Does it matter? Absolutely not. Hillary Clinton, John McCain, Barack Obama, no difference in their policies. They all work for the same people. They're puppets. And so we'll talk about that later. Also, I'm going to chime in on the whole Scott McClellan thing you've been hearing about all week and tell you that it's all a big distraction itself. What McClellan has said in his book, it's hundreds of times worse. And it's not my opinion. You can go to the executive orders. You can go to the documents. You can go to the CIA assessments. Of course they knew there were no WMDs. Of course. They'd had the UN there for, what, since 91 through 2002. And they'd torn the whole place apart and destroyed everything. And the U.S. and England had sold him almost everything that was, quote, questionable. World War I, World War II style chemicals and biologicals. And but I'm already digressing. I said I'd go to your calls. It's just unbelievable. I mean, for anybody that wants to know how they're lying to you, they are on the news again, and I saw this week headlines with the White House says Iran is with Al-Qaeda, running Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Now, every week I talk about this. I mean, I can't get over this. I am begging you out there who are mainline conservatives, have you seen the government triple in size? Have you seen the gun control increase, the open borders? Okay, Bush isn't a conservative. He's a puppet. He runs nothing. The big foreign banks are basically getting all of our assets through corporate welfare. They're destroying the dollar by design to come in and buy things up cheaply. The whole left-right system is a big distraction, a smokescreen while the Fortune 500 multinationalize everything. And they write books on it and policy reports and think tank documents. All of this is public, if you'll just take some time out to research what I'm saying. But don't believe me. Just go look into this basic fact, please. Iran is a religious Shiite state. It is not Arab. It is Persian. It's where Central Asia begins. They are more Caucasian slash mix of Asian than what you have with the Arabs. It is a totally different culture. I hear them on the news all the time calling them Arabs. And let's kill those Arabs in Iran. I mean, just look, stop being schmucks. Stop letting fake conservatives on talk radio and the news and the Pentagon with all its black op people putting out propaganda. Okay, the Pentagon works for foreign private banks. They admit they're making the U.S. a, quote, control grid for the confiscation of your wealth, your transfer of your wealth through taxes and regulations to the elite who go offshore. You understand that? Your mind's a computer. You've been given false maps, false terms. You've got to at least wake up to the fact you've been lied to. But I digress. Iran is Shiite. Their government, their ruling Islamic Council is Shiite. That is arch enemies. The Shiites and the other branch of Islam are arch enemies. And the Sunnis, out of the religious system based in Mecca, in Saudi Arabia, their most radical sect is the Wahhabists. And the British, 90 years ago, the Germans, 65 years ago, the United States, 55 years ago, went in, radicalized, paid them, had them go in, kill secular governments, kill elected governments, because would they want an elected government where the people have freedom and get to have their own oil wells and make money? No. They'd go hire Wahhabis to go kill everybody, and then they'd go in and wipe everybody out. And then they put in an Islamic government. So, again, this is a mainline history. The crooks running our government for at least 60 years now with the British, they put them in. Overthrew Mossadegh in 53 in Iran. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Now, the New Yorker magazine 4 years ago, I reported 5 years ago, a year ago the White House admitted what we already knew. U.S. Special Forces are all over Iran, the north, the south, the east, the west, the central area, running Wahhabi al-Qaeda groups, three major Wahhabi groups. They call any Wahhabiist Mujahideen group a al-Qaeda, which was the CIA computer name for it in 79. When they officially set up that operation under Zbigniew Brzezinski and Jimmy Carter to get the Russians to attack. By the way, Brzezinski's already written a book about it. It's been declassified now. You go see movies with Tom Hanks, Charlie Wilson's War, total fiction, just totally made up. Paul just popped in and said he just watched that. So this is the type of issue that I, as someone who's informed, have to deal with, seeing you being conned and manipulated. So that's it. Iran is Shiite. Saudi Arabia, where if you believe the official story, all the hijackers came from and the attacks were run from, notice they never got invaded. They never got an attack. James Baker, former Secretary of State, he went and blocked families from suing them. They own the Carlyle Group with the Bushes and the Queen of England. Go look at who owns it. They make all the big money off the no-bid defense contracts. Hundreds of billions. Frank Carlucci. I mean, learn all these names. So the news keeps saying that Iran is with al-Qaeda, that Iran is attacking Iraq and attacking the troops, the Iraqi forces, U.S. forces, British forces, and that Iran is doing all this. Meanwhile, in reality, while they put that on the nightly news for the dumbed-down people halfway watching TV while they, you know, cook steaks on their grill at home, and they think those dirty Iranians running attacks with al-Qaeda, in real publications and White House press releases, they say, yes, number three in al-Qaeda works for us. He is running attacks. We've been attacking for 5 years. We blew up a mosque. We blew up a police station. We shot a bunch of kids getting in a school bus, trying to get Iran to attack. And Iran, since they're taking it, putting out releases going, you've blown up our mosque again. And then the U.S. goes on. Now they come out on Fox, though it's mixed propaganda, and go, yeah, we're blowing stuff up. They have, you know, generals on TV going, yeah, we blew up their mosque, huh? So the propaganda is so crazy that on one newscast, Fox News will go, yeah, we're running terror attacks in there with our people. They don't say they're al-Qaeda, though if you go read the group, it is. In another newscast, they'll say, Iran is al-Qaeda, and Iran's running al-Qaeda attacks. When Saudi Arabia and Iran, one Wahhabist, the other Shiite, have always been killing each other. And, I mean, how dumb do they think you are? And I guess some of you are, because I hear mainstream so-called conservative talk radio every day, and they're going, yeah, Iran's behind al-Qaeda. We got to nuke them. And I'm like, but our government runs al-Qaeda, admittedly, and has them attacking Iran. I mean, the propaganda is so baseline, because they know you're tuned out of reality. I promise your calls straight ahead on the other side. Huge news as well. We've got an hour and a half left in the special Sunday edition, Infowars.com.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, you're in a car wreck, your doctor prescribes you any type of painkillers that are controlled, you get dental work done, you fill out when you're going in to have your baby 6 months later that you've taken those drugs, CPS comes and takes your child. And you say, but the doctor gave me this, and they test your blood, that's not in you, you're out on them. They say, sorry, your kid's gone. We're going to get about $400,000, $300,000, depending on the type of baby. That's right, different babies go for different prices. Young, healthy, white couples are particularly targeted. See, the government's criminal now, ladies and gentlemen. It's not completely criminal, but it is filled with criminals, and they operate with almost invincible impunity. And if you're rolling your eyes, don't forget the thousands of points I can make, the Texas Youth Commission, and it's the same in every state. You can look up Florida's even worse, where they would have huge rape parties and videotape it at facilities all over the state. The Texas Rangers were told to shut up and drop it. People would come into the facilities all over and pay to go in and rape the children. The government is five times more likely in Justice Department numbers to abuse children than any other group. But I'll be going over that. So absolute enforcement of stuff that doesn't even exist, saying you've got to take vaccines or they'll take your kids when there's no law. Now they're trying to pass laws. It's a nightmare. It's happening. And government can't help themselves. They're on mad dog power trips. It's growing. Again, it's tripled. Federal government tripled in the last 7 years, and it's going to triple again. And new taxes, there's like five new taxes the last 2 years in Texas. I mean, it's the same all over the country. It's just they're coming. It's cancer. Country's got cancer, and it's not going to stop, and just get ready. Just get ready and get ready for absolute enslavement. You want to be slaves? Well, you're going to get it. Also, new overdue home loans, swamp effort to fix defaults from Bloomberg Financial, beta testing carbon consciousness, what the new carbon taxes are going to mean to you here in the United States and worldwide. That is some of the news we have. But right now, as promised, let's go through your calls. Nick in Maryland, you're on the air first. Thank you for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
I was wondering about I read that article recently in the Asian Times about apparent rumors that the U.S. plans to bomb Iran. I think that they definitely want to, but I remember hearing rumors from NPR back in 2006 and other articles through 2007. How much truth do you think it holds?
Well, we're going to find out in the next 7-8 months how much it holds. I mean, that's a big question. Do you want to hold and hear my answer and then say more, or do you want to hear my answer?
I'd like to hear your answer. What do you think about it?
Okay. Man, that's a huge issue. Let me put you on hold so we don't have the background noise while I answer the question, then I'll go back to you in a moment, sir. Let me try to be as simple as possible. The White House lied and took us to war with Afghanistan. They cooked that whole deal up, and I've got the evidence to prove it. It's come out. They cooked up the whole deal with Iraq. That, of course, has come out. The PNAC documents said they wanted to stage terror attacks and then hit this list of countries. Iraq is next on the list, then Syria, and then Iran, and they've done that. So they're in Iraq. Now they want Iran and Syria. They admit there's no WMDs. Plus, Israel's got 400 of them. I mean, since when can our government gave nukes to Pakistan, who's threatening their neighbors? But that's okay. That's balkanization. They do that to menace the United States, those that control us. It's not the U.S. that's doing this, but the corporate interests that control our government, the coup. What is a coup? Go look at the definition. But it's a small group that gets into key positions in government and then uses those positions to overthrow the rest of the government. And that's now what's happened. These big corporate interests to fully control our government. They use fronts to confuse us. They bring in every 4 to 8 years new puppets who take the blame for everything. They remove them like birdcage liner, put in a new liner, and then move the agenda down the field. And the public's fooled by it again and again. Now they know you're not being fooled, so they're putting in electronic fraud-driven machines. They're militarizing police, building FEMA camps, training the cops for riot patrol, training the military to go into domestic cities, admitting it, you know, in case you don't like it when they take your pension funds and your whole future and draft your kids. If you don't like it, they're going to kill you. You don't like them shooting your kid up full of mercury, they're going to SWAT team you. I mean, these people would have tried to leave with their kid. SWAT team would have come and killed them. When I say that, I'm not joking. This is Nazi deadly force. This is the end of liberty. This is going into hardcore tyranny. They're powerful sociopathic people. They've got all these PR firms and propaganda firms. They want war. They want power. They want control. And they're coming for everybody. And they've got a bunch of the yuppies and other people convinced they're part of the power system that they're not coming for them. I was listening to a local radio station last week driving into work, and they were saying, good, let's loot all the oil out of Iraq. I don't like paying $4 a gallon. Let's go rob them people. You know, just now the neocons are kind of getting honest about what they are. But see, low-level dumb neocons don't understand. They're schmucks. You're not going to be looting Iraq. You're not part of the multinational elite. This isn't America that's doing this. We're just fitting the bill. They get the spoils. You're going to get looted too, dummy. I mean, when they'll carry out siege for 17 years, 18 years against Iraq, kill more than 3 million of them, a million since the five-year war, but 3 million total. And those are the real numbers. And misplace another 3 million. You think they care about you too, dummy? See, people think they're members of the establishment. They think they're members of the elite. And so now they're just this open evil of, yeah, let's just rob everybody. I want my oil prices to go down. Hey, dummy. The globalists went into Iraq and stated in white papers that it was to drive up oil prices by shutting off Iraqi oil. You hear neocons all the time go, we didn't go in there to get oil. If that was the case, we'd be selling oil. Well, no, actually, they first attacked Saddam, who was set up by the CIA and put in power. When he tried to pay off his bills and wouldn't accept a foreign central bank, he owed 30-something billion to the U.S. and others. Because, remember, he was over-pumping in 1990, and gas prices were like 85 to 95 cents a gallon. And remember, it was in the news. Saddam's over-pumping. OPEC's mad. Then the U.S. told him, go ahead and invade Kuwait. He followed orders and did it. He was even on tape with April Gillespie because he wanted to make sure. He said, I'm going to invade them. And she said, we don't get involved. We know we were allies with you. They ordered him to attack Iran for 8 years. And then they set him up because they won't want any industrialized first world nation over there. This is three-dimensional, high-level chess, folks, and you can't even play checkers. The general public doesn't even know that Iran's fighting al-Qaeda. The public believes they are al-Qaeda. You know, I said I'd take a lot of calls, but these are important issues. So we have two senators reported by the Asian Times saying that, yes, there is a plan to attack Iran before Bush leaves. When Bush was over in Israel a few weeks ago, high-level Israeli ministers reported in the Jerusalem Post and Israeli Army Radio reported that the U.S. will back an attack within the next 7 months, probably within August. Now, I don't know if they're going to do that. Just like the White House said they were going to attack Iraq in 2002, but it was really 2003. So I don't know what's going to happen. They got carriers over there, three of them, a couple other attack groups. The troops have been building up, not building down. They've been lying every month and saying that they found conventional Iranian weapons. Always turns out they're Russian or U.S. or Egyptian. They make some mortars and weapons. And then, you know, later there's a retraction. Okay, it wasn't. It was Russian. But Petraeus comes out and lies, knowing the general public doesn't really listen. I mean, how, you know, they laugh at you. Like they even write books laughing at you, going, these idiots don't even know we run Al-Qaeda and that Al-Qaeda's attacking Iran. And Iran just sits there taking it. Every week they blow up a mosque. Every week our special forces, and again I say ours, people that we call American, attack with Al-Qaeda, blow up mosques, shoot cops, blow up school buses. The Iranian people are mad. They're saying attack, fight back. The Iranians have ordered their ships to basically stay in port so they don't get attacked like they did when they, you know, right after the last Gulf War, when they blew up a bunch of their battleships, and that's psychology. I said, we blew them up. This isn't America that's doing this. And, yeah, you didn't know we've attacked Iran before. And so they're just standing down, attack, attack, all, dams being blown up, people being shot in mass. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to try to hurry. We get back Chris, Robert, Steve, Tony, Adam, many others. When we get back, we are going to go to your calls. Somehow I'll have to cut the answer short, but that's the bottom line on what's happening. We'll be right back.
My name is William Lewis, and if you're listening to this radio station, then chances are you've probably seen one or two of the documentaries that I've made over the years, 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, or maybe 911 Ripple Effect. And by now, you've got to be as angry as I am, and wondering, what else have they done, and what are we going to do about it? My latest documentary, Washington, You're Fired, was made to explore these ideas of change while at the same time exposing the scope of the president's immoral and illegal spy program. We reveal the abuses committed under the protection of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and other very intrusive spy bills. Washington, You're Fired explores the removal of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, and the subversion of our entire Bill of Rights. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. Do it today. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BHP, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at Naturally, that's 1L and NaturallyPure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio. Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
There's a famous lady on the cooking channel, a chef, and she wore a scarf around her neck, which had been in style the last year. I've seen women wearing scarves. In a shoot they did. It looked nothing to do with Islam. And Michelle Malkin, who's married to a Rhodes Scholar, big globalist, she knows the manipulation, came out and had Dunkin' Donuts pull the TV ad saying it was an Islamic thing. Meanwhile, the United States is funding three separate al-Qaeda groups with the number three in al-Qaeda. The guy they say is number three, attacking and killing Iranians. But that's not an issue. See, that's like freedom fries and banning things from France. It's just mindless. It's base. It's meant for you to kind of halfway hear, yeah, she's wearing Muslim stuff. Duh. Ban things. Ban them. That's conservative. Meanwhile, Rupert Murdoch says the Democrats are going to sweep everything and he's going to become a Democrat now. Of course. They betray you with fake conservatism. See, conservatism is what this country is really based in. And what the average person wants when they're truly polled on issues. Liberty, self-sufficiency, low taxes. But then people see what George Bush conservatism is, senior or junior, and they say, well, I'm not a conservative. And then there's the Democrats with all the things they're going to do. It's only going to get worse. And then suddenly I'll be the darling of the mainline conservatives again. Suddenly you'll be calling in, I agree with you, Alex. Obama's really evil. Man, I love you, buddy. I didn't like you on Bush, but I like you now. Hey, do you understand they control both? You understand they're destroying this country? What is it you don't understand here? I just tell the truth. Let me say it again. The criminals that run our government are running al-Qaeda publicly. They use them to attack Serbia, declassified public. They use them to attack the Russians, declassified public. They use them to overthrow Iran, declassified public. They use them over, and I mean in 53, not in 79, over and over and over again. Do you understand? The Ayatollah Khomeini, the evidence does show, worked for the CIA. They had him grab hostages to make Carter look bad. Then they gave him weapons. You got Ollie North admittedly flying cocaine around. You hail him as a conservative. He supports the drug war, busting people that use his product. You can't make this stuff up. It's always the opposite of what they tell you. They tell you it's left, it's right. They tell you it's up, it's down. They tell you it's black, it's white. But it's all in real government documents, in real reports, in real think tanks. They all laugh at us. They all have real discussions. It's mainline. I can have sitting CIA people on my radio show, former top analysts, section chiefs, and they go, yes, of course, absolutely, yes, we staged terror attacks. We did 9/11, absolutely. But then they know that I'm a minority show. By that, I'm a small show overall. And they know the average brainwashed person tuning in can't even understand what I'm saying. You understand that they said in policy reports they were going to shut off Iraqi oil and jack up prices? You understand they wanted that oil to stop flowing so it would artificially scarce, cost more, and the dollar's been devalued? Don't you understand that, that by letting less oil flow, they make more? Oh, it doesn't matter. The point is, folks, you better get informed fast. Don't even believe me. You just better find out you're getting conned and lied to every day in ways I can't believe. Our criminal government runs Al-Qaeda publicly, attacks Iran, murders their police, their citizens, their schoolchildren. Every week now. Thousands dead. And it's all over the foreign press. Iran suing the U.S. government for it. The U.S. government admits they're doing it. But then the news, I just can't believe it. I can't believe how obvious it all is. And then I'm not that smart. How do I know all this? And I'll be, you know, at some family event, and there'll be some uncle there, you know, makes $300,000 a year and is an insurance guru or whatever, you know, smart guy. And, you know, he just laughs, sure, they're running Al-Qaeda. And I'm like, look, it's right here, whitehouse.gov. Press release. Sure. You know, it's just, will not listen, will not wake up, will not hear what I'm saying. I said I'd take calls. It's just, I want to warn people. Adam in St. Louis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I wanted to get your advice on something, but first I just want to say something that's interesting to me. Like, a couple years ago when I seen the movie A Scanner Darkly, like, they had, like, the characters in that movie, they went from their house to their stores, back to their house, and then, like, intersection cameras would follow their every move, and then they would have, like, Homeland Security people watching
on
monitors.
Yeah, I consulted on that film.
Yeah, I know, you're like a street prophet or something like that.
Yeah, but, I'm also in the film, but I also consulted on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great movie, and I urge all your listeners who haven't seen it to go out and watch it, but back when I was watching it in 06...
It's got Downey Jr. in it, it's got Keanu Reeves... Tommy, it just got some. My good buddy Tommy Pilato was a producer on it.
Back in 06, I mean, I wasn't really informed that much, and I thought it was like some like scientific thing. But now, like 2 years later, there's like cameras on every intersection.
And they admit they're face scanning you and tracking you with microphones, listening to you, and reading your license plate.
Yeah, and then something that I want to get your advice on is, I mean, I'm a sophomore at a 4-year college for business. I'm trying to better myself to get a better life for myself and my family. But, like, I've seen, like, the last year especially, like, just, like, the propaganda and, like, all the subliminals that are in the textbooks and that the professors are spitting out. Like, you go in there and he talks about evolution and like, robotic, like, microchips and how he's pro-world government. And then I did a...
But then you turn the news on and they say world government doesn't exist. Insane people talk about it. But then it's in all... They just had the North American Union government just met last week and had their parliament. And then and that's admitted, but only in scholarly publications. Here, they just say it doesn't exist.
Yeah, and then if you try to tell the average person about it, they're all too worried about either who they want, McCain or Clinton for president. But, I mean, they're both, I mean, they really don't matter. I mean,
it's a total diversion. So what do you tell your professor when he wants world government?
I give comments all the time. I gave a speech on sodium fluoride for my public speaking class, and he gave me an F on it. But it was an excellent speech. I hit every point, and I mean.
Yep. Where do you go to school again?
What?
Where do you go to school again?
I go to Kansas City in Missouri.
And this guy gave you an F because you went over the scientific evidence, which it's admitted that sodium fluoride attacks the brain?
Yeah, I told him he was drinking poison, and like, I mean, I looked up and the whole class was just like laughing at me. So, I mean, I continued anyway, but.
Oh, I know. They love it. I mean, thank you for the call. They love being slaves. It's all so funny, ha, ha, ha. They'll find out real fast. But see, we're a nation of schmucks. I mean, it's true. We were the smartest, most intelligent, hardworking, most inventive people. Not just Americans saying that about Americans. The French, the British, the Russians, the Japanese, they all wrote about us. They all came here 200 years ago, 100 years ago, 50 years ago and wrote about us. But we are the children of spoiled brats. And so we're all trained just to be cynical and laugh at everything. He says, I'm in danger. He says the government's corrupt. I'm just going to laugh at him. I'm just going to deny that's happening because I don't want to have to do anything about it. And, I mean, let those idiots in that class laugh at you. Look, all colleges, unless it's an engineering class or something, is to train you to get into debt and train you how to submit to what they're saying and doing. so that you never get out of debt, basically. And there's not going to be any jobs here unless it's in Homeland Security. One-tenth of college grads now are going to be Homeland Security-related. So unless you're going to go be a thug, enforcer, spy master, you know, over your local slaves, there's no point in even going to college now. Most of the colleges, you know, in some cases 95% of their funding and operations is owning assets and water districts and sports teams, and then only the schools, a very small percentage of it. See, the colleges aren't even colleges anymore. They're just fronts for money laundering operations. I mean, the corruption is past light years. I mean, it's so bad, it's going for infinity. They've come up with scams and frauds and things you can't even imagine. The governmental slash corporate economy is thousands of times bigger than all real assets. They've created walls of tsunamis of liquid fiat currency and liquidity. And now they want to force you to sell land. They want to force the final few assets that are owned by the middle class to themselves. See, it isn't free market. It's about getting you in debt, creating an economic fiat system where your country, your corporations, everything, it's just all imploded. Just get ready. I mean, it's unspeakable. We don't have time to take another call, do we? We'll go ahead and take one more here, and then we'll come back and take more. Let's talk to Chris in South Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you, buddy?
I'm not too good, actually, seeing what's happening.
I hear you. First of all, let me say I'm a true patriot. I believe in the Constitution. I think we need to get back to sound money, the Bill of Rights. We've gotten way far away from that. And I've been listening to your talk show for a while now. I've watched several of your videos, and I check your website for articles almost on a daily basis. All right? You know, your website is beautiful. You've got streaming video on there. It's just gorgeous, and you've really spent a lot of money on that.
Well,
great.
I'm going to hold you over. What is your main point? I appreciate the compliments.
Well, my main point, I need about 2 minutes to speak. I know you like to interrupt people, but I really want to have something important to tell people. I was watching one of your videos, which featured you talking into the camera, and you were preaching about rising up and taking back the country and everything.
We got a break. Okay, I know the ads have got to interrupt you, but that's just the way talk radio is. I actually have callers on longer than the average person does. We'll be right.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...